Okay.
So that may give you a hint of what's gonna fill up the quarry to probably equalize out the groundwater.
Yeah, so I think what you might be saying is that the quarry is probably deeper than 31 feet, and in most areas, 31 feet is the groundwater.
Yes, from the ground surface down, that's the top of the water level, and that's measured by the Geological Survey in a well that they've had open since 2000.
Okay.
Right. That makes sense.
Okay, we're on page 4, and I'll find the commissioner members go first, but I have a couple of minor things on page 4. Any commissioner members on page 4? Okay. I have on item number 3, the first paragraph, the mineral deposit currently, I think the word 2 is missing, to be extracted, to me there's the word 2 there. Everyone see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then on the next paragraph, it talks about the groundwater elevation and subsequent lake water elevation that originally came from a technical report published by SewerPath, which is Wisconsin. And I thought it might be important to note the, usually they call it PR, the planning report number, PR, the technical report number, to reference that report by number so it can be actually referenced in the future. Is there anyone who would disagree with that?
I do not.
I'm agreeable.
And Ms. Terry, are you making the notes on this for us as we're going along?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I have on page 4. Does anyone else have anything else on page 4? Okay, moving on.
Kristen, on.
Oh, Barbara.
Just a procedural thing. Do these comments go to the quarry then for their edification of it?
Well, we'll probably be included in the next draft as a highlighted document. That's how we've done it in the past. Mr. Eddy, would you agree with that process?
Yes.
Because a lot of it, when we were going back and forth with the previous planning director, we asked the quarry to buy off on it before it went to the planning commission, or to agree with it, or they had.
Yes, they get the packet. They get the packet. They'll see the corrections. They'll have an opportunity. Typically, they're at the meeting, but surprised they're not at this meeting. So. It'll be in the next packet and they can comment at that time. Okay, on to page 5. Anyone else for page 5? Okay, no comments on 5. Page 6. Any comments on 6? The only comment I have on page 6 is the trees are located within the video, which is shown on sheet 3. And I meant to look for sheet 3 when I was going through this, but can someone help me reference where sheet 3 is?
Is that part of an original document?
I don't know. It says trees are located within the grading limits. It's going on sheet 3, final consideration. So I'll be stuck. Basically, because they want to remove all the trees in that area based on the sheet 3, and I don't know where sheet 3 is or what sheet 3 is. I wasn't able to locate sheet 3.
Sheet 3, for the members, sheet 3 is in that separate 5-page set of maps, color maps.
Is it in the set of maps that we went through the first time?
Yes. Those are listed based on sheet 1 of 5, 2 of 5, and then 3. And that shows the reclaimed quarry lake, and it shows the limits of the grading area on the top of that feature.
You're getting really hard here.
I'm sorry. Sheet 3 of 5 shows the shows the limits of the grading.
Are you guys in magnifying class to do that? So maybe we could have that a little bit bigger if there's no one going to be an 8x11. There's plenty of white space to make that a little larger for them. I don't know what trees are referenced, but basically anything located in the grading limit won't be removed during the reclamation grading. And I didn't know if that even meant any significant trees or not. So that's my comment about that. Anything else? 6, 7, we're going to 7 now. Comment on the top of page 7, the very first sentence. All city announcements will be done in accordance with the State of Wisconsin Department of Transportation Standard Specifications for seating and walking sections 630 and 627. And I wanted to add or as updated or amended, because these sections might not have changed by the time this thing gets going or, you know, sitting around for a couple of years.
That's fine.
Okay, everybody okay with that?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any other comments on 7? Moving on to 8. Commissioners on 8. Okay, I have one on 8 under item 5, second paragraph, last sentence. Begins with audio and sediment control practices will be periodically checked for stability and operation on a regular basis. It does not say who that would be. I don't want in the future to say it was unclear. I'd like that to read by the operator and available to the city.
How does that work?
It sounds to be, well, in a regular grading site, the developer is required to maintain their silt fencing, and under erosion control rules and laws, they're required to keep logs at their site after it rains, and those logs are supposed to be available for inspection. So my comment on this is based on all that history that this always takes place on development sites, or supposed to. So I was, you know, it sounds like, because the next paragraph reads, erosion control measures shall be expected within 24 hours of the end of each rainfall. And that's exactly what the DNR documents require on silt fencing to maintain runoff.
At what runoff during what period?
Oh, anytime they have open ground. And you can see this now today at several places. If there's any open ground or any soil that's stockpiled on a building site or a grading site, they're supposed to put stormwater runoff control. That's why you see all that black silt fencing. And after rain, developers are required, when the rain exceeds a quarter inch, to go out there and maintain that silt fencing. So you shouldn't see the water, the mud sliding underneath the silt fencing and escaping into the street and down the stormwater drain. So that's the requirement for that. And then they're supposed to prove that they did that by tracking that. The engineering firms are usually won't go through that. So in this case, the last sentence insertion would be, all those assignments called practices will be periodically checked with civilian operation on a regular basis by the operator and available to the city. Otherwise, if you want, well, we didn't know we were going to do it. We thought thought the city was going to do that sediment control and erosion control. Shouldn't be the city's job is always the person who's causing the possible erosion's job, not the city's job. We don't need any more work.
And it's just, all you're substantially doing is changing it to the who?
Yeah, inserting the who, and that's available by the city. This is a common, everyday GNR practice, which is saying who has to do it. So it's clear, so there's no question in the future. We didn't do it because it didn't say out.
Fred Knipple here.
How old is the family? Commissioner Knipple.
When does this erosion control go into effect? Because as I read right from the top of paragraph 5, it says upon the completion of mineral extraction, the operator shall obtain a land disturbance permit. Do they have a land disturbance permit now? Or is that going to be after they stop operation?
Well, no, they get the land disturbance permit when they do the work. Whenever there's a certain land disturbance in our ordinance by law of the city, you need a land disturbance permit.
Right.
So that would be at the time to do that, and then basically they're the ones disturbing the land, so they're the ones that are supposed to maintain the soap system. You don't want the city having to maintain the quarry operator's land disturbance still sensing, or do you? Maybe I'm wrong.
No. City doesn't need any more expenses.
Okay, can we agree that that would be appropriate or not to serve?
Where does that go in again? Under 5, I'm on 5. I'm looking at paragraph, you said paragraph 5?
Second paragraph.
Oh, second paragraph.
Of the page. Yeah, last sentence. All erosion sediment control practices will be periodically checked for civilian operation on a regular basis by the operator and available to the city.
No problem.
Okay, everybody okay with that?
Yep.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. Number 9. Anything on 9?
Nothing.
So about silt sensing and how you're supposed to control it and everything I just talked about. Okay, I don't have anything on 9. I don't see a page 10. We go to page 11. So we got a little bit of a pages problem number in there. And what page 10 got now? It goes from item 5 to 7. So we're missing page 10.
I'll have to check.
Okay, so we'll get page 10 for next time?
Yeah.
We'll probably have the whole thing done, or the whole packet here.
But if it's the same, it won't have that in there. So. Okay. Any comments on page 11?
No.
I have a comment on 5, the section that's taken out of the municipal code, which is the bottom, which is kind of been copy and paste it from the code 176.29, completed reclamation reporting certification and effect. I have no idea when this was last updated or if it needs to be updated, but I would think it would be appropriate for the engineering department to just review that in relation to the reclamation. Sarah's been doing a great job going through her ordinances and updating them. I just don't know if she's in the engineering department has ever updated or looked at engineering for the reclamation section of that. So that's one thing I would ask, that make sure that we don't need to update our beauty code.
So that's subject to review by planning?
Subject to be reviewed by engineering.
No, engineering, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
Page 12. Anything on 12?
Nothing.
I have something, sorry. I already knew I'd have something all the time. But page 12, bottom of the page, under safety, the second to the last paragraph. It says, during the time it takes the quarry lake to fill with water. Is everyone following that?
Yep. Yes.
The existing fence shall remain around the perimeter of the property until the quarry lake fills the elevation outlined in the reclamation plan. Next sentence, at that time, the fence may be removed. But it doesn't say who would maybe remove the fence. So could we get clarification on whose responsibility it would be to remove the fence? I would think it would be the quarry, but once again, let's not leave anything for guests in the future.
By the operator again?
Yes.
Now, At what point does the whole thing revert back to the city?
You mean the quarry after? I think it said in here that once the lake level fills and everything is, I think you have to check off that everything is stabilized and then the city accepts it.
Okay.
I don't remember 100%, but it said that it's something like that.
I have no problem once by the operator.
Okay. We have by the operator included on page 12, that's paragraph. Page 13. We have the signature page. I'm sure that date sign issue will have to be updated with whoever's going to do that in the city portion. That can be done later. Page 14.
You couldn't have a secretary sign this? Can we certify his signature?
Oh, well. Once you put the date 2020 on top of the plan, that's if I want to read that.
Yeah. That looks authentic to me.
Sounds good.
Okay, 14, with the soil map. 15, up there with the historical soil. 16, just lays out. Interesting, if you're really into what these items mean on soil, when you see these like planning documents, and you're wondering if you're trying to build a wetland, all those soils, you can look and see like ash and silt, and you can figure that out right away as well. 17 is the letter, basically talking about the quarry level filling up. 18, groundwater elevation map provided by the source of the sewer path. There's the decimal report number right there. So we can insert that back on the page. Mr. Eddie, do you notice that?
Yes.
Okay, it's back on the other page, we want the TR number there to search that. 19? 20.
I have no issues with any of the other, with the rest of the packet.
Neither. Okay.
That's good.
All right, back to, okay, so with the expectation that the next meeting will have those minor insertions, and hopefully Clint will have a chance to look at them and give us input, and then maybe we can finish it up and send it back off to the council planning commission, whichever the committee would like to do at that time.
Heath?
Everyone good with that?
Heath?
Yes.
Question to Heath?
Yes.
If this can be cleaned up, we could get this over to Clint ahead of time too to take a look at.
Yes. I'll
prior to the next meeting so that he could have that input available to us.
Yes.
I'd be happy to work with that if you need me to run it over to him or anything.
Okay, I'll talk to him.
I know your workload, so I'll let you figure that one out.
Okay.
Okay, they're pretty minor changes. I don't see anything, really difficult there. Okay, so we are at
next meeting date would be
call the chair, or do you want to change that one?
Call the chair's fine.
Okay. We usually do it sometime in the last 1 or 2 weeks of the month. So we'll expect sometime the end of August, around there.
Gail does a good job.
Yep, she does. Okay, that's all we have. So
move to adjourn.
There's a second.
Second.
When Barbara made the motion, Commissioner Knippel seconded, we are adjourned. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, great.
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.